Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Texas Supreme Court has shot down a legislative effort to prevent an inmate's execution.
Robert Roberson was scheduled to die last month for the death of his two-year-old daughter in 2002. The baby's death was attributed to shaken baby syndrome. A group of Texas lawmakers issued a legislative subpoena to block Roberson's execution to allow him time to testify about questions surrounding the shaken baby diagnosis. But with an appeal from the state, the Texas State Supreme Court ruled that Texas House Committee infringed on other branches of government. Roberson would be the first person punished by death in the U.S. for shaken baby syndrome. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said Thursday the former Representative Matt Gaetz's House Ethics Committee report shouldn't go public, pushing back on pressure to release it. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Jordan praised Gaetz, who was chosen Wednesday to lead Trump's Justice Department. Hours after the announcement, Gaetz resigned from the House. His resignation will likely incite further investigation, but several lawmakers in both chambers argued that the report should still come out. Jordan said Thursday, quote, "There are very few people who have the cross-examination skills he does, and I want someone in the Justice Department who's not going to say moms and dads and school board meetings need to be investigated." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Oklahoma's education superintendent has sent an email to public school superintendents requiring them to show students his video announcement of a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. Ryan Walters, a Republican, announced the new office on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points. The Nasdaq dropped 427. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on where we come from.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning males from using female restrooms. The 24-7 vote sends the measure to GOP Governor Mike DeWine, who plans a legal review. The bill applies to public K-12 public schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell to their worst loss since Election Day as the rally that Wall Street got from last week's victory for Donald Trump and a cut to interest rates by the Federal Reserve kept fading. The S&P 500 sank 1.3% to close a losing week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 2.2%. Moderna and other makers of vaccines helped drag the market down. That's after President-elect Trump named Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an anti-vaccine activist, to be his health secretary. The Dow was down 305 points today to close at 43,444. The NASDAQ lost 427 to 18,680. The S&P 500 dropped 78 to 5870. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.